Hey, Susie, tell everyone about the Ultimate Opportunity Savings Account.
Listen up, everybody. If you want to start the best savings account out there, all you have to do is go to MyAlliant, Alliant.com, open up an account, put in $100 a month every single month for 12 consecutive months, and guess what? At the end of that time, Alliant will give you $100. And while the money's in there, you're going to be earning about 3%. It is the best way for you to save. And while you're there, why not take the Stay Smart in 24 quiz? Yeah, everybody.
January 2nd, 2022. Hi everybody, Robert here. Today, KT and I will be serving as a vocal conduit to Susie. And I'll start out by reading you a message from Susie. It is more important than ever that we start this year off with facing personal truths before we face financial ones. So many times I have asked far more of you than to just make the correct or wisest financial moves. Even more importantly, I have asked all of you to make this world a better place, to take a look into your own life and do what you can to correct the unspoken truths of the past. What can you do to always be kind, compassionate, honest, caring, and loving? I've always said that the most compassionate, kind, caring, and loving act in the cycle of life is to take care of our parents as they age. I really believe it is our duty. And when we live life being there, when duty calls, grace, which cannot be bought or sold at any price, truly shows up in our very own lives. To start this year off, I want to share an email that I received, which is filled with the spirit of grace and how you may want to begin your new year ahead. I hope it touches your heart as much as it touched mine. So, here is KT to read the email I want you to hear.
Dear Susie, I'm just turning 74, widowed since February 2020 after my husband's long, painful illness. We were always a team as far as our finances and investments were concerned, but after he passed, I realized I had to really get into the weeds. Today, I am super confident and I feel secure. One of the books I'm listening to right now on my phone is Your Ultimate Retirement Guide for 50 Plus. I'm on chapter 2, and you're talking about family. You related the story of your mom, who lived to 97, as did mine, the responsibility for whose care you took on for about 10 years. You mentioned the responsibility fell to you, even though you have two older and capable brothers. At the end of that vignette, I put my phone aside and I thought about my own parents' later years and my much younger sister, Barbara. In 2011, both my mom and dad were 92. In April of that year, while they were wintering in Cocoa Beach, Florida, and preparing to drive back to Fort Wayne, Indiana, my mom fell and broke her hip. Thank God both myself and my husband, who were there helping them to pack up, were able to stay for several more weeks. We stayed with Dad while Mom struggled to recover. In June of 2011, it was going to be their 70th wedding anniversary. Barbie, who lived 180 miles away from our parents in Bloomington, Indiana, planned a huge party. Because of Mom's hip, they no longer could drive back to Indiana. So Barb flew to Florida. She got Mom and Dad on a flight back to Indianapolis the day before the party, and then drove their car back for them overnight. I still don't know the details, but miraculously, Barbie made it all come together for a joyous celebration of more than 100 friends and relatives, and of course, all their kids. Over the next several years, Dad became very ill and passed. And then Mom, in 2016, after suffering a stroke, died at the age of 97. Every time Mother or Dad needed something during that period of 5 years, from 2011 to 2016, be it a serious cold, a fall, another fall, it was Barbie who dropped everything, work included, and drove to their aid. My siblings and I were always grateful and called her Angel and Saint Barbie. In 2014, Barbie arranged for Mother to move into a tiny but beautiful apartment in an assisted living residence in Bloomington. We helped with the move, but it was Barbie who did the heavy lifting. Barbie visited her as often as she could, and then she took a management position at the facility and saw Mother every day. Over those years, Barbie never complained, not once. Barbie didn't shoulder a specific financial burden during those years, but she was always there. When they needed someone, she was there. She gave of her time, God knows her energy, and her emotional strength. And Susie, after hearing your story, I realized how thoughtless I have been toward the sacrifices made by my sister for the well-being of our parents. Yesterday, I sat down and wrote her a long letter of apology and a very large check. She's 58, and of all of Mother and Dad's kids, probably has the least saved for her retirement. I hope my contribution can work for her, but she can do whatever she wants with it. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Susie, for waking me up. I'll be forever grateful. Love, Candy.
Susie hopes that this podcast has inspired you to take time and to write to those in your life who mean something to you, who have touched you in ways that are priceless, and hopefully that simple action will complete the cycle of unspoken truths that will finally allow you to be more and, in the end, have more as well. From Susie's heart to yours, she wants you to know that in silence, that's when the real truth can be heard. All you have to do is listen. Happy New Year, everyone. Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman is acting as a certified financial planner, advisor, a certified financial analyst, an economist, CPA, accountant, or lawyer. Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman make any recommendations as to any specific securities or investments. All content contained in this podcast is for informational and general purposes only and does not constitute financial accounting or legal advice. You should consult your own tax, legal, and financial advisors regarding your particular situation. Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman accepts any responsibility for any losses which may arise from accessing or reliance on information in this podcast. And to the fullest extent permitted by law, we exclude all liability for loss, damages, direct or indirect, arising from the use of this information. The must-have documents discussed in this podcast are legal documents created by a lawyer and distributed by Hay House.